Blog Talk Radio.
クラウンのやつを感情合合に追い込んだ。
触れてはならんのかもしれんな。
If your music could be the soundtrack for a movie, what would the movie be about and what would it look like? Yukimi Nagano says, perhaps a sci-fi with a bit of mystery, psychic Martians, their dreams, fears, and love. It would be a psychedelic with pompous nature scenes and gloomy old Swedish winter vibes.
All right, that was Little Dragon with a song called Little Man. Yeah, man, I really, really, really dig that song. I think I've listened to that 4 or 5 times, and I think the quote of the evening is, I want everybody to remember this, Little Dragon makes me cry and fart. Just think about that. You guys listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We do have more Little Dragon on the show, as well as the GZA Genius. We also have Melpo Manet and Emperor Penguins. We like to kind of think of this show maybe as sort of a... I like to kind of think of it as an arc for the impending huge global flood that we're probably going to experience in 2012. Unfortunately, we couldn't fit gold pandas onto the arc. But that being the case, since we are actually short a couple pandas, we do have enough room for one more little dragon. So 3 dragons minus 2 pandas equals Draconian Vampire Tunnels. That's the way it works. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. Then coming up next, we're going to go with the GZA. This is a song called Living in the World Today. We'll be right back.
Yo, check it out, son. Check it out, son. Yo, live in a place like me. You got the capital G, D to the AMC. Give it a man, shout out to the man, two for the old school. We're going to take down the black. We're going to sauce in this right here.
Yeah, check it. Well, if you living in the world today, you be hearing the strain of the Wu-Tang say. Nigga, that front, we don't have them, so we blast them, all right. Well, okay, well, if you like the way you sound, then clap, man. Then if the woman of the two, but then raise your hand. But only raise your hand if you're sure. Hoping it's a shadow like a black jewel. Great. My rhyme broke weight, vehicle combination was too heavy for the Chevys, it's chased out the station. Double edge was the guillotine that beheaded it, gassed up, fucking with some regular unleaded shit. Heads roll on hillsides behind ropes, then find in, X mark the spot on the scope. Heavily armed military is necessary, it's a gamble. MCs said they bested every powerful, terrible, did he smite harm? If tampered with, set off and strike like pipe bombs. Flashbacks to the duel of the Iron Mike. Look out for these fatal flying spikes of massive sleep holes. Put strangles on commercial angles. Microphone cords tangled from being star spangled. Now who could ever say they heard of this? My motherfucking style is mad murderous. Well, if you like the way you sound, then clap, man. Clap, man. So let
Well, if you living in the world today, we be hearing the strain like the Wu-Tang say.
SZA Genius featuring Method Man, Meth the Cow, Living in the World Today. I believe that was actually in the early to mid 90s when they recorded that song. Maybe not. I'm not sure. It might be the late 90s. I'm going to go with the late 90s. Yeah. You know, maybe some of the principles still apply. You guys listen to Draconian Vampire Tunnel Is Close to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We still got some other stuff going on the program. And as I mentioned, we still have some more little dragons floating around. So I'm going to bring them back in. Since this is a ritualistic union show, I think it's only apropos to bring in Little Dragon, a song called Ritual Union. Little Dragon, great band. You guys definitely need to keep an eye out for them. Four-piece set. Coming straight out of, Yukimi Nagano. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I could not be, but she's actually Japanese and Swedish. And I believe the band themselves are absolutely Gothenburg, actually. So definitely keep an eye out for these guys. Really great stuff coming from them in the near future. Little Dragon. This is a song called Ritual Union. We'll be right back.
got made ball satchels underwater.
Wetsuits, stash spot store condoms.
ID cards, lighters.
Key to your Frankenhole. Alright, that was a Little Dragon with a song called Ritual Union. Really great band, man. If you guys definitely are not checking them out, I can't say it enough. Please, go out there, educate yourselves. That's what we're all about here at the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. We like to educate, and we like to, I don't know, keep you guys informed of sorts. You guys can always go to the Literary Underground for all the information about your Draconian Vampire Tunnel, Project U Radio, or even your mother's medicine cabinet. We got information about that as well. You guys can go to www.theliteraryunderground.org for all of that, plus great other stuff, too. We got such resources as Citizens for Decent Literature, which just recently put out a print publication. You guys should definitely check that out. So everything's there. Please go to the website, www.theliteraryunderground.org. Coming up next, I think we're going to strangle some penguins. We've got Emperor Penguin, a song called Bertiena and Avocado. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It is closed to repairs. We'll be right back. aspirations, simple, coming to fruition, blooming slowly over time. Starts with 1 year steady experience in position, the titled, that is, entitled position, with no benefits to claim on your tax form, but benefits nonetheless. A titled, thus, entitled position with a stronger emphasis on a guarantee, security, no pension, fluctuating schedules, choice hours, 1 year plus experience. You could do it anywhere, but remember, it's safer to sink into than try and swim out of. Regressive life in auto, a possession that enables you to be a nonconformist, living quaintly but with elegance, class, sophistication, in a Homewood suburb or Riverdale even, and if the position just suits you.
You could do it in Ecuador.
The severity of its application be damned, you're still comfortable at some stage of growth. You're still comfortable in there. The center equilateral hole, the manipulated one-half width of a triangle, equal.
Sounds like you're damned to a black hole, except it's shaped like a vulva.
All right, that was Emperor Penguin with Burnt Sienna and Avocado. Really great track, man. So dope. And I believe Dr. Dre actually sampled... No, you know what? No, Emperor Penguin, you will not convince me of such facts. I will have to say that Emperor Penguin actually sampled a little Dr. Dre in there. I heard that. That was from the Chronic 2001 CD. I heard it. I know it's there. Coming up next, man, I've got so much stuff going on. We still got more Little Dragon coming up later on in the program. But right now, I think we're going to do Broken Bells. This is a little song called Vaporize. Of course, Broken Bells, we brought them on before. We're bringing them back again. Mr. Danger Mouse is in the house. We'll be right back.
Difficult love.
No doubt it's interesting to conceive this idea of being born from the tools of fertilization or growth, whether or not that's an intersecting theme with fungus, essentially a parasitic relationship, may be something for further analysis. But I think the main focus is the center and every ounce of equality you can fit inside. Who says anything conceivable like 1 billion triangles outlining every aspect of the individual human experience, interweaving them like a mythological Greek tapestry and calling it 1 billion fates chosen has to be born in the first place? Does implication really equal manifestation in such scenarios?
That reminds me of something, but I forgot what it was. Maybe the law of fives. I read about it in Robert Anton Wilson and Robert Shea's The Last Acid Search for Uncle Robot Jesus.
This is the Project U newsfeed for April 11th and the 12th of 2012, brought to you, of course, by the Literary Underground, as we mentioned earlier in the show. Today's newsfeed is actually talking about Red Fez, issue 44, due out, I believe, Thursday, April 13th. You guys can go to www.redfez.net and check that out. I expect it to have some pretty good stuff in the issue. So please feel free to check that out. And also, you guys can come to blogtalkradio.com/redfez this Friday when Red Fez Radio meets Sepultura. You guys can actually go to that URL and set a reminder for that. I believe that is, I want to say, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm not really sure about that, but please go and check that out. Find out more about it. Coming up next... We've got a couple things on the burner here. I think what we're going to do next is we're going to go with a song called Needle and Crepes. It's by Ufone. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Close Close Repairs. And I'm going to call in, of course, is 805-856-2808. We'll be right back.
How long has it been since you've held a pretty young girl in your arms? The naughty stewardesses would like to take care of your problem.
Well, see, life to me is just one big orgasm. Getting stronger and stronger. I guess that's why I meet so many men.
You swim both ways?
She was only kidding, weren't you?
Look, you were bare-assed at my place. That says a lot, okay?
That doesn't say a damn thing. And I don't know what's in your head, but, man, you come on in a strange way. And I think there's something wrong with you.
One likes them older and experienced. Another prefers the younger, more virile approach. While some girls just like men and men and men. The naughty stewardesses. The naughty stewardesses. They're sweet, but know the score. The lovingest group of oversexed and undersatisfied females who ever graced any runway. Jane does it for kicks. Debbie does it for love. Margie does it for money. And Barbara does it for fun. They're the naughty stewardesses, and they're flying your way now. Fly first class with the naughty stewardesses, the cutest, curviest, most caressable hostesses who will ever take care of you. The naughty stewardesses...
All right, that was Melto Mene, which means Muse of Singing, Muse of Tragedy in Greek. It's actually an independent band out of Sweden, out of Stockholm, another Sweden band. And funny enough, both Melto Mene and Little Dragon have worked independent artist Jose Gonzalez. So that's another person that we'll probably have on the show another week or so. Really, I've heard some of his music before, I believe. So, not sure. We'll have to jog the old memory, I guess. Coming up next, we've got this guy. Wow, Riz Ortolani. Actually, wow, I didn't even know this was on here. We've actually got Riz Ortolani coming up next. Riz Ortolani, who has done music scores for several Italian spaghetti westerns, as well as Eurospy, exploitation, and Mondo films, over 200 actually, as well as doing some German westerns like Apache's Last Battle and what have you. So this guy is really cool. Definitely check him out. Riz Ortolani. And the name of this song is actually Il Ricordo di Serena. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's Close to Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back.
The Law of the Jungle. Eat or be eaten. These film cans tell what happened to the Americans who journeyed into the Amazon to shoot a documentary. New York City is only a day away from the green inferno of the Amazon jungle. Four Americans plunge into the savagery of the Amazon jungle to film a documentary. They never come back. Are they still alive? If so, where are they? Cruel. Brutal. Savage. Shocking. Authentic. Actually filmed in the Amazon jungle.
Thank you.
between the buildings? No wonder you don't like going for walks, because you walk with your eyes closed.
No, I'm looking where I'm going. You're looking at the stars. In actuality, I was too close to the city and the street and the passerbys and the cars and the police and the barricades and the music. I was really just watching my shoes. I was counting each step silently. The Slickers with Johnny Too Bad, and god damn, that song just really fucking gets me. I really need to give a big shout out to a local friend of mine, Mr. Alex Mariano, who actually turned me on to that song. Man, Albuquerque is just full of great music, and of course, if you guys want to hear some great music in Albuquerque, if you want to hear some great poetry or some great prose, please be sure to come by. Actually, it's just recently announced that we will be featuring Miss Ryder Collins, author of the very, very well-renowned book, Homegirl. Right, Miss Ryder Collins will be joining us at Zyfez, New Mexico, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Blackbird Bouvet. That's November 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. You guys definitely are more than welcome to come out. Man, got so many people on that bill. It's going to be Jack Henry, Paul Corman Roberts. We also got William Seward Bonney. Misty Rainwater Lights is going to be there, as well as Ann McMillan and Bill Gaynor. Very excited about Bill Gaynor. And, of course, how could I leave out the janitor of Red Fez, Mr. Brian Fugier? So, man, it's going to be a great read, great set. That's what we like to do here. Coming up next, I think, I brought them back. They've actually gone on hiatus from the Draconian Vampire Tunnel as of late, but we do have them back. We've got Tussle, song called Windmill. Guys, listening to Draconia Vampire Tunnel. Late Night Radio brought to you by the Literary Underground. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and yeah, we'll be right back. That was 3 minutes and 11 seconds of ska. Mr. Baba Brooks, who's played with some noteworthy ska musicians in the past. One, of course, being the Ska Delights that were recently in Albuquerque, so big shout-out to them. Man, and I don't know, man. I'm having a growing fascination with numbers as of late, reading a lot of David Foster Wallace and whatnot. And I have to say that, you know, the Law of Fives, the Trilogy, Trinity Theory and what have you, this stuff's starting to make a lot of sense to me. So, I don't know, numbers make sense to me. Hopefully they make sense to you. Friday, April 28th, which will be the 45 RPM edition of Draconian Vampire Tunnel. Be sure to come by, check that out. That'll be Friday night, same time as now, except it'll be on Friday. It's 10 p.m. Western, 11 p.m. Mountain, 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Late Night Radio brought to you by the Literary Underground. So let's keep things rolling, man. We've got one part of Danger Mouse in the house, and let's bring in part number two. This is actually a guy who's frequenting the Draconian Vampire Tunnel a lot as of late, Mr. Danger Doom. I like to call it MF Doom and Danger Mouse, the love child, if you will. This is a song called Crosshairs. Like Japanese stockbrokers. That was Danger Doom with Crosshairs. I'm sure Mr. MF Doom and, of course, Danger Mouse will definitely be back for some future shows. I believe that's about all that we have for the show tonight. I think I got one more track here. Now, we have played them twice, Little Dragon, and I think it's only fair that since we have enough room with the missing golden pandas and what have you, to throw another dragon in the middle of the arc, and hopefully all the animals, the Draconian Vampire Tunnel, will get along. Thankfully, we're going through a lot of construction lately, so we got enough room for everybody. I want to thank all the Draconian Vampire Tunnel voices, of course. TV is good for you, it's good for me. And hey, you know what? We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Thanks to the Literary Underground. And, of course, you guys can check out Project U Radio's Spectral Ganglia this Thursday. Same spot. Little Dragon. song's called Twice. Have a good night.
Trotsky! Get out here, you scum-sucking beatnik! Get out here and pay me my rent!
Here you are, Mr. Murphy. What's this? It's $4.50.
$4.50 is more 50. You owe me $6.50 in late fees.
借金を返すのが家族で大変でした。 トランプスキーさんの娘は少し変な人でした。 トランプスキーさんと彼の奥さんレンは 16年結婚していました。 奥さんは幽霊でした。 私は幽霊のおとなしいその犬のガードでした。
Daddy?
Yeah, Pumpkin?
I think Coco might have worm hitting his brain. Can I dissect him?
That's nice.
私の名前は大下豊。 吉貝。
Murphy?
Because murder is wrong?
But if we murder him, then we'll get a free house.
No, honey.
Did you know Mr. Murphy put the house in your name because the people who lived here before got hurt and are trying to sue?
What?
What?
Who told you that?
The papers are in his briefcase, Mommy says.
Is that true? Then I have an idea.
Come in, Mr. Murphy.
I think I'm letting you off those late fees. You got another thing coming.
No, no, of course not. Have a seat. Have you met my daughter, Kiki?
I know what blood tastes like.
I am taking your briefcase. We know the house is in my name. I trust we won't be seeing you ever again. $1.8 million.
私の名前は大下豊です。